Christmas, everybody! Welcome to the third, and I mean third annual Route 21, the podcast Christmas special. I'm Harry. Sitting across from me is old Greybeard himself, Mr. Santa Claus, Shannon Lush.
How are you, Harry?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Is this actually our third annual Christmas
special? This is the third annual Christmas spectacular.
We don't even do shows for a year, and they're like, fuck it, it's Christmas.
Everybody has a Christmas special out there.
That's true, yeah.
Fat Albert hasn't been on TV in years. I still watch his fucking Christmas special.
You would think that'd be seized as evidence.
Bill Cosby is out raping people daily, and I'm still watching Fat Albert, hey, so I'm not worried about it.
Hey,
want a drink?
So they sentenced fucking Jared after, hey?
I heard about that.
Yeah, he's sentenced, yeah. The guy who supplied him the porn obviously got like 30 years in jail, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
But he only got like fucking like 10 or something like that. 7 Ooh. Or 10 or whatever the hell it is.
Well, Jared's going to have a very Merry Christmas.
That sets a precedent, man. 10 years for fucking child porn, that's all he gets.
It's going to take a lot of fucking Subway coupons to buy his way out of this one.
Yeah, so I could basically go shoot a moose out of season in Newfoundland and get more time in jail than he did for fucking like molesting kids and luring kids in and stuff. Sets a precedence, man. Anyway, so good stuff, sir. We're going to talk about the good, positive things of Christmas.
It's peace
I'm
on earth.
I'm feeling the Christmas spirit,
it's
man.
Peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Yeah. Unless you're in a fucking mall and then it's fucking off in your heads like fucking Conan the Barbarian.
It's goodwill towards men unless you're talking about these immigrants now that Justin Trudeau is fucking hugging, man, making photo bombs with and hugging like. You see this? You
see? I did see it.
Prime Minister, less than 2 months in office, and our fresh, new, hip, young Prime Minister, man, gets photo. These people are coming off a plane for like 14 hours from Lebanon, bleary-eyed, stepping into Pearson Airport in Toronto, and they're like, where the hell are we? It's cold here. We've never been to Canada before. And all they see is this white guy with nappy hair, and he's like, hey, want to come get a picture?
I love the fact.
He's our Prime Minister, folks.
I love the fact that he's probably, without a doubt, the most good-looking prime minister we've ever had.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, have you seen, like, the Chamber of Horrors that has preceded this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
including his own father.
His own father was a troll!
He looked like Scrooge. Didn't he look like Scrooge to you, Pierre Trudeau?
He absolutely did. He looked like Patrick Stewart.
Did you see, though, Trudeau's... he got a photo spread in some fucking glamour magazine, him and his wife? And it looks like, I don't know, it looks like the cover of a Harlequin romance.
Oh, go on.
Did you see that?
He's like bending her down, like the fucking hair's kind of flowing back.
You remember those old ones that Fabio used to be on the cover of?
Oh, yeah.
It kind of looks like that. It's that kind of a pose.
I remember them fondly.
Yeah, do you? It's kind of one of those poses. And people are saying, like, why is the prime minister? Yes, he's a good looking young fella. You know, I shouldn't say young fella. He's, you know, he's our age. But he's got a hot wife, young kids and stuff. Like, he's the sexy hip, he's like our John F. Kennedy, right? Like, he's in the prime, he's a virile kind of guy. But at the end of the day, I'm like, I kind of want my prime minister just to be a prime minister. I don't need my prime minister to be on the cover of GQ magazine. Like, you know, I really don't, right?
Mr. Photo Op.
Speaking of photo op, speaking of leaders, Mr. Man right here, Harry, has a weird coincidental situation that ties into me last night. I go to Mile One Stadium in St. John's, Newfoundland, the home of the American Hockey League. This year, the home of the American Hockey League's Montreal Canadiens farm team, the St. John's Ice Caps.
Baby Habs.
Last year and the last couple of years, they were the farm team of the Winnipeg Jets.
Yep.
Winnipeg pulled out of the arrangement. And you know what? In life, sometimes you just got to pull out, man. You know, when it gets too hot, when it's getting too hot, you got to pull out. So they pull out and they make a deal, a backroom deal, to get an original six hockey franchise, which is the Montreal Canadiens. You're a fan of the Montreal Canadiens, big fan.
Big time.
So you're quite happy and impressed by this. So myself and my brother go to a game last night. We get the tickets and it's my first game of the season. And we go in and waiting for us at the gates is the sharp-dressed man known as Danny Williams, former premier of Newfoundland.
Former premier.
Multi-millionaire, right? He is a multi-millionaire.
Mr. Hockey of Mr. Newfoundland. Hockey.
He's primarily responsible. He runs the holding company that created the Mile One and created the Ice Caps. And he's just glad-handed, man. He's shaking hands and kissing babies, right? I don't know why he's there, because it's just a random hockey game. It's not like the first game of the season or anything.
He wants the credit.
I guess. So he's standing there, and we walk in, myself and my brother. Oh, hi. Nice to meet you. And I've met him before. He doesn't remember, of course.
You remember me?
Of the millions of people you've met. I know you've met, you know, American presidents, but have you, you know... I stand up, man. So I shake his hand, and he gives me the reassuring pat on the shoulder. Good to see you. Thanks for coming. I'm like, thanks for the free tickets that we got here. That's the only reason we're here. So I'm telling you this today, because, you know, you're a Montreal fan. You want to hear what happened at the game. Now, what did you tell me?
I dreamt about meeting him last night.
It's fucking weird.
As I lay in my bed, asleep and snug, sugar plums dancing in my head as per Christmas, I dreamt that me and you went to the supermarket.
Not uncommon.
and not even like Dominion the way that it is now. Like Dominion as it was 25 years ago.
So it was all like gray and hazy and like back in the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And we went in and we walked in and Danny Williams just stood up at a podium giving a speech or something. And I walked by and I'm like, hey, it's Danny Williams.
Yeah.
Oh man, I gotta go thank him for bringing the baby Habs here to the province,
right? Yeah.
I go up, and the first thing, I like firebomb the speech, I'm like busting in. It's like, thanks everybody, thank you. And I go up and I start shaking the man's hand. It's like, thank you for bringing the team here. Wow. Oh, thank you very much.
And you don't find anything supernatural in the fact that you dreamt the exact same thing that happened to me last night?
Supernatural?
Yeah.
Only the fact that in the middle of the dream, because me and you met him, and after I met him, then usually the thing that, rouses me from any sound sleep that I have in the run of the night is bing, Harry, it's your phone, bing, Shannon's on Messenger, bing. I'm like, oh, what? I have an obsessive compulsive disorder where when I get a message,
you have to get on.
I have to see what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those people who can just lie there and be like, I'll read it in the morning.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
Are you thinking I don't know that? Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm often a night owl, and I often suffer from insomnia, and there are times when I'm like, man, I know he's home, tucked in bed, visions of sugar plums dancing in his head. I'm going to wake him up. And it's usually for some bullshit reason, like, hey, Harry, I found something on the internet that may mildly interest you.
I'm getting up in the middle of the night is what Christmas is all about.
Now, listen, we're getting old, sir. We're old men now. So getting up in the middle of the night is what old men are about.
That's true.
I don't get through a full night's sleep without, got to wake up now because my fucking bladder is the size of a thimble now.
Yeah, me too, man.
Getting up 4 or 5
times. Me too, man. You got middle night pee syndrome?
Like twice a night, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's only recently as I approach 40... Like, that's become a thing now.
Yeah.
And it's an accepted part of my night where I'm going to wake up and I'm going to have to pee.
Some nights, man, I try to be a rebel.
And, like, get through it.
I try to power through it.
I can't do that because the next morning your bladder is a brick.
I do it, man. I try to power through. I'm like, no, man. I'm fighting the darkness. I'm forever young.
Can't do it, man. Run, Stuart. Can't do it because I sleep on my stomach, right?
Yeah.
So if I don't pee in the middle of the night, then it's just sitting on my stomach and like pressure's there, and then I gotta roll over and I can't sleep on my back, right? So I was like, I'm fucked. I have to get up. There's no way around it.
See, I'm a side sleeper, sir.
I wish I was a side sleeper. I really wish I was. I wish I was a back sleeper where I could just as I'm sitting on my couch right now, I wish I could just like lie back and just fall asleep, but I can't fucking do it.
I always sleep on my side, man, just like Andy Cat, man. Like, that's how it is.
So you're a wife beating drunk. I see, yeah.
Hello, love, I'm going to pop off to the pub for a bit.
How the fuck did Andy Cat ever become a thing? Like, it's the stupidest, like, it's the adventures of just this drunk in England.
Yeah.
And yet, it's this long-running syndicated strip.
Now, we're missing something here, right here between Charlie Brown and Marmaduke. We got an innocent kid and a fun-loving dog. Right here in the middle, we need a guy who drinks heavily, hits his wife.
And she throws the fucking, what is it they got, those rollers. She throws the fucking roller at him with the
yeah.
The bread roller, not bread roller, fucking... when you're making pizzas.
Oh, the rolling pin.
Rolling pin, there you go. Yeah. She throws rolling pins out. Yeah. Yeah. Domestic violence is what we need.
We need an adult-themed comic with adult humor that only adults are going to get. Right here.
Right here on the Sunday paper.
I'll tell you what fucking comic strip I used to fucking hate, man, growing up, man.
Family Circus.
For better or for worse.
Yeah, it was terrible.
What a fucking preachy fucking comic strip that is. It's like the whole comic strip. I remember I read one. It was just about a trip to the grocery store.
Man.
Now, Elizabeth, don't take the peas. They're not yours.
Did Danny Williams stop her from taking the peas?
Oh my God, he should have.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, the quality of comic strips. Like, do people still even, like... I know they still print them. But do kids today, with the internet and porn and fucking everything happening, do you think there's any kids who look forward to, like, the Sunday Telegram that has the fucking insert of all the comics? The color comics? I don't think there's any... I don't even think kids read comics at all.
No.
You know?
No,
like, fuck, it's... But I'll tell you what I did download, though. I downloaded... do you realize that Peanuts has been on the hop since 1950?
Yeah.
They collected together all of the fucking, all of the yearly, like, fucking syndicated strip stuff. There's 26 volumes to that, from 1950 to 2012. I downloaded the fucking works of it.
The best of Peanuts.
Just every Peanut comic strip of all time. I downloaded the entire fucking thing. Because I got on this Peanuts kick this week, because I watched the Peanuts Christmas special. Oh, so I was like, I'm all in. I gotta go all in. Did you know there was a fucking sequel? In 1992, they did another Christmas special? Yeah. Yeah.
How do you top the first one?
They didn't. They basically just, the sequel has a very similar story. They have another Christmas play, and it's not even about Charlie Brown. He's, like, secondary to the whole thing. It's more about Linus and fucking Mercy. Mercy, is that her name?
Mercy?
The one that calls everybody Sir?
Oh, yeah.
That's Mercy, yeah. That's basically it.
So yeah, unless you're having troubles at home.
I was like, wow, you went to the well once too often on that one, guys. Like, the fuck, right?
You can only... Listen, as any Christmas special will tell you, you can only learn about the true meaning of Christmas once. That's it.
They actually make a joke about that. You know how in the first one he goes, lights please, and does the whole spiel?
Yeah.
This one he tries to do that, and he gets interrupted. Sounds like it's a callback. You're doing a callback in 1992 to a fucking Christmas special that came out in 1968. It's a callback. Oh my God. Right? All right, so what have you got, sir, for... The dramatic thrust, we got some stuff to talk about. I got some adventures this Christmas we'll get to. But you've got something that you didn't tell me ahead of time what we're going to have. You got something you said to me, you're going to like it when you hear it. I'm gonna leave the floor to you, sir. Lights, please.
Oh, you want to do it now? Wow.
We'll get to the other stuff after, but I want to...
You want to do it now?
I'm intrigued, man. The more I go into this episode, I'm like, I got
to
know.
Every Christmas, I like to... Every time we do one of these Christmas specials...
Mm-hmm.
I like to try to find a cartoon. A cartoon, if you will. A cartoon, if you will. That symbolizes the best of Christmas.
Right. Yeah.
Where our heroes...
And they're always off the beaten path. It's like everyone talks about the Garfield Christmas or the Peanuts Christmas or Frosty the Snowman. But you're always off the beaten path. You're always something
I went so far off the beaten path.
Like a deep cut, something that like nobody would actually think about.
So I was researching on the internet, and I came across this cartoon that was produced in 1977.
All right, I was a year old.
For CBC television.
Oh, Jesus, okay.
Animated.
You decided to bring that home to Canada.
Animated by the good people at Nelvana.
Oh, yeah. Care Bears.
Care Bears.
Star Wars droids.
The same people who animated the Star Wars...
Droids and Ewoks.
Yeah, but also on that abortion holiday special, Life Day.
The Christmas special, yeah.
The animated part, Nelvana did that.
With Boba Fett, yeah.
So I am proud to present to you, for your consideration...
Sure, yeah.
A Cosmic Christmas.
The fuck is a Cosmic Christmas?
Oh, I'm going to tell you what a Cosmic Christmas is, my right, son.
Man, bring it on.
I want you to picture, man. I want you to picture in your mind, sir, any town USA, because they don't really specify the name of the fucking town that this takes place in.
Okay.
It's just any town USA, and people are out shopping and whatnot. And there's a small boy by the name of Peter. By the name of Peter.
Peter.
Okay. Right? And with him...
He's the everyman character you're supposed to relate to?
He's the everyman character that you're supposed to relate to.
Okay.
And with him, for no reason, just no reason, and everybody accepts it as truth, everyone accepts it as fact, He's got a goose with a hat walking with him. He is high. He's goose stepping down Main Street here. Okay. He's literally goose stepping, looking window to window.
And he's not like some drug induced hallucination. This is the legit, like, fucking real
animal. No, this is regular life in any town USA, man. Okay. Hey, look, it's Peter and his goose. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Goose.
Hey, Goose. They're flying into the danger zone. Peter and the Goose. Not the Goose from fucking Top Gun, but an actual fucking goose. Lucy. The goose has a name. Lucy.
Lucy Goosey.
Well, it's not Lucy Goosey. It's just Lucy the Goose.
Yeah, but obviously it's... You could infer that that's where they come up
with. Oh, you don't mess up. You don't mess up Lucy's name, man.
I'm sorry, man.
Like, that's it.
Sacrosanct.
She has a name, sir. All right. She's got a name.
Is it a funny animal goose, or is it like just a legit goose?
It's her mannerisms are that of like a regular goose. Like, she doesn't like talk or anything.
Oh, okay.
She was like, hi. But the goose has a hat, like a toque. Because it is Canada.
Well, you said I'm Canadian Town, USA.
Well, it's Canadian content. All right. So it's,
that's the Canadian content. Slap a toque on it.
Slap a toque on it.
Yeah, slap a toque on it. Okay.
So anyway, they're out like window shopping because, you know, like most cartoon characters on Christmas time. They got
money. They're like us, but.
Hard times. Oil prices are down. Yeah.
Right.
$30 a barrel.
Right, yeah.
And so some bullies show up. Jake, I think the bully's name was.
Okay.
So, I might not get the names completely right, but we're going to call him Jake.
Okay.
And he's, like, leading, like, this pack of bullies, and they're, like, making fun of Peter. He's like, oh, what are you window shopping? You fucking poor and fucking shit. You know? He's like, you suck. We ate your fucking goose, too.
Right.
And, man, I'm here to tell you right now, what sets this Christmas special apart from most things... is that a fight ensues. A fight ensues. Started by the goose.
The goose got...
The goose rolls up the sleeves and takes... The goose, man, he struts on over, man, and, like, next thing you get, like, your typical cartoon big cloud or whatever, like, right, heads are poking out. Bullies are like, what the fuck, the goose? And the goose is like grabbing people, pulling them back in.
Like Brock Lesnar is like,
yeah, he's like, he's
like city bitch.
the goose is like, fucking, yeah, baby. You shit. And so he beats them up and sends them on their way. The bullies are all fucking disheveled and shit.
Okay.
And then, like, Peter and the goose are like walking in the woods. They're walking around in the woods, right? And they're like, man.
I'm starting to think, so this kid must be, like, fucking homeless or something.
No, not at all. Not at all. We'll get to that.
Okay.
We'll get to that. And they're, like, walking in the woods, and next thing, you know, like you want on any Christmas special, you're going to sing a song. You're going to sing a little Christmas song.
As you wipe the blood from your fucking...
as the goose is tucking the brass knuckles back into his pocket.
As the adrenaline rush is starting to wear off.
we're singing a song about Christmas.
Right, dude.
A very generic, Christmas is kind, Christmas is good, Christmas is white, Christmas is pure.
Public domain music.
Public domain music.
Having to pay royalty for it.
Royalty-free Christmas music.
Right.
Not a jingle bell to be seen, nothing.
Right.
And that's when... That's when the aliens show up.
Oh, come on!
The ship lands, and three fucking aliens I'm sure CBC, not at all in any way, a means for these three, wink, wink, nod, nod, to look like the three wise men from the biblical story.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
But they totally look like them. Now, Wikipedia says they're supposed to be based on like some gift of the Magi thing or something three of them. But man, they're the three wise men, man. Well, come on.
The wise men of the Magi.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So they get out and they're like, well.
So it was like that Krista Burke song.
The Travelers.
Yeah.
The Spaceman Came Traveling.
The Spaceman Came Traveling, yeah.
Pepsi.
Yeah.
They get out and we're
that
like...
Right there, sir, some Christmas Pepsi.
Oh, it is Christmas Pepsi.
That tastes even better, yeah, Christmas Pepsi.
So the three can get out and they're like, hi!
They speak English.
Oh, perfect English.
No universal translator.
Perfect English. No, it's just a happy coincidence that they don't get out and start speaking in tongues and clicks and whirs and whatever.
Were they packing heat? Like, did they have any space guns?
Oh, no. They just get out, man. They're all looking around, man. Like, they're... Like,
how were they dressed? Were they dressed like...
No, they had, like, long flowing robes.
So they weren't even dressed like Marvin the Martian or anything?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Very friendly. Very friendly looking.
Neutral.
Yeah. They get out and they're like, hi! It's like, we detected an anomaly.
Did they use the word anomaly in a Christmas
special? They did. They got very technical. Okay. I started to feel dumb as I was watching this.
Was David Suzuki a creative consultant to this?
The nature of things? It's like, we detected an anomaly 2,000 years ago.
Oh, no.
So they're saying they detected the Christmas star.
Right.
The kid's like, oh, you mean the Christmas star?
Right.
And they're like, yeah. And they're like, what's Christmas?
Here it goes.
We don't know. But here's what I don't get, though. It's like, how advanced of a race are you if you detect something 2,000 years ago and you just get into it now?
And you ask a generic random kid.
Yeah. I mean, I understand space travel. And they never said light years. They never said anything. They just said the words out of their mouth exactly. We detected this 2,000 years ago, and we're just getting to it now.
They made the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man. Like, what kind of a race are you? Like, that'd be like if I thought I smelled a fart over in India, and I hopped in my car and fucking drove
not
over.
Uncommon. Not uncommon.
Trying to find out who had the bad curry.
I think the smell of farts in India is called India.
Oh no. So they're like,
hey, fuck it, man, we're not playing India.
So they're like, what's Christmas, right? What's fucking Christmas?
Right.
And it's like, well, we'll show you what Christmas is all about, right? We'll just go back to our town. And we'll see all the good people, all the kind people.
Walking over the corpses of the fucking bullies.
All the kind people and everything, right? And they go back to the fucking town. And here's the part that's funny. They can't find one fucking example of, like, while he's showing the aliens, like, around, mm-hmm. like, because everybody saw, like, the ship land, I guess, because they're all talking about, like, fucking alien invasion and that.
Okay.
So while he's trying to teach the aliens the true meaning of Christmas, they keep overhearing townspeople saying about how they're gonna bash these fucking aliens. Heads into the ground. If I ever see an alien here, I'ma fucking beat its ass.
Alright.
And the aliens are like, I don't think this is good Christmas, boss. It's like, and of course, now the aliens, the first thing right off the bat, they say, well, we have a strict non-interference policy.
Okay.
Yep. We don't interfere. It's like the Prime Directive, but not really, because it's CBC.
So they came to investigate the anomaly, but they're not going to do anything with the anomaly.
No, we're just going to find out about it.
Okay.
See, we're just curious explorers. Travelers. We're just curious. We want to know how things work.
Sure.
And so, like, fearing for the aliens' lives now, because, like, oh, aliens! They got Independence Day fever in that town. Just like I did, man. I'm telling you. If aliens ever were going to come here, if they ever saw the transmission of Independence Day, they saw how we deal with aliens.
Yeah.
They're never going to come here.
No, they saw how Americans deal with aliens. We just go on for the ride, right?
Welcome to America.
Yeah.
President has a baseball bat.
I'm pretty sure Justin Trudeau would just fucking take a picture with him.
He would take a selfie with his long, luxurious hair.
Yeah, he would, yeah.
So the kid brings...
He'd introduce him to the hot wife.
The kids bring the aliens home. Or the kid brings him home with the goose.
Alright.
Him and the goose.
How's the goose handling the introduction?
Oh, the goose is like...
The goose is cool with it.
The goose is smoking a cigar. He's like chilling.
So the goose is not, like, he's nonplussed at the idea of aliens.
No, the goose isn't fazed by this at all.
Alright, okay.
So he brings the aliens home. The family is decorating the Christmas tree. The aliens come in through the front door. Hey, everybody! We're aliens! What's going on?
Right.
Teach us about Christmas.
Right.
And then for the next 10 minutes, the grandmother sits down and starts telling them about how the way Christmas is not like it. Well, you ever seen a granny in the fucking Mummers?
In Garfield, she's like that.
Yeah, but like even the granny in like the fucking Mummers Christmas video, that Semenoi did. You know, Christmas is not like it was, you know?
The anti-consumerism.
I thought they were going to bust out an accordion and start fucking, like, high-stepping in the middle of the living room.
Right.
Now, while all that's going on, because you're just explaining about how Christmas is great, Christmas is good, love your fellow man, the townspeople are like, oh, listen.
They got a militia going.
They're getting rowdy, man. Like, they're, like, grabbing, like, pitchforks and torches and everything. It's like, these aliens have got to go. We're going to find them, and we're going to fucking crucify them. Yeah, that's how we handle people that we don't like. But the bullies have regrouped. They regrouped. They're playing, man, because they're poor, right? They're poor. And they're making fun of each other for being poor, too.
Okay.
So the lead bully, James.
So it's an equal opportunity thing.
Yeah, there's... One of the bullies is just lying back and say, yeah, we should teach Peter and that fucking goose a lesson. You know what we fucking do? We should fucking eat that goose, man.
Oh, God.
We should take that goose...
Is this sort of the cannibalism?
We should take that goose and fucking kill it and eat it.
That's a sentient, self-aware goose.
And Jake is like... Jake, the lead bully, is like, you know, that's a good idea.
Right.
I'm kind of hungry. I'd go for a bit of goose. It's goose time. So, while the aliens are being explained the true meaning of Christmas by Peter and his family, Jake just fucking grabs that fucking goose. Like, the goose goes outside for some reason. I guess to grab a smoke or something. The goose is out like...
There's a lull. Oh, there's a lull in the conversation.
This Christmas special is going on way too long. I need a smoke.
Right.
And, so, fucking, he takes the goose under his arm, who's now apparently unable to defend himself, just after single-handedly fighting off, like, six dudes. He can't best one-on-one combat. He can't grasp that concept.
Right.
The laws of the street don't apply here.
Okay.
He's got the goose under his arm, so he gets on his fucking bike. Peter, like, goes out to see, man, that goose has been gone an awfully long time. I gotta go out and check. I'm this motherfucker out here. Mm. I need to check up on my goose.
As you sometimes have to do.
He just gets out in time to see, like, the bike rounding the corner, like, fucking Bigfoot on one of those fucking, like, these My fucking goose! My goose is gone! And the aliens are like, can't interfere. Sorry. Can't help you.
Right.
Learn about Christmas.
Right.
Keep talking, Granny. So he chases after the fucking, Jake, the bully, with goose and tow. And he rides out across the frozen pond.
Because it's Canada.
It's Canada. Well,
it's Anytown, USA. It's
Canadian content. Yeah, Canadian, but it's Anytown, yeah. USA.
Right.
And the ice cracks, obviously. And Jake falls in with the goose.
Okay.
And Peter runs out and he's like, grab my hand! Grab my hand! I'll save you! He's trying to save the bully. The same guy who, like, fucking...
Well, is he though, or is he trying to save the goose that the bully just has to have?
He's trying to save both. He's trying to save both.
Okay. Because it would have been much more awesome if he ended up, like, Kirk kicking Krug.
Well, you know.
He's had enough of him.
Well, I mean, you got to keep in your mind, you know, I mean, if he lets him fucking die, I mean, he's doing, like, 25 years here, you know. 25 to life.
You make it look like an accident.
You're going to eat my fucking goose for you. Get my goose.
I'll cook your goose.
And but anyways, idiot that he is, he fucking ends up falling in. So they're all screaming for help.
Where are the other bullies by this point?
They fucked off. This was a solo mission, man.
Okay.
Jake took it upon himself, I'm going to fucking eat that goose myself.
Okay.
Fuck these motherfuckers.
Okay, alright.
So they're all screaming for help now. By this point, the townspeople have located the alien ship. They're standing in front of an alien ship. And they're saying, come out, or we'll arrest you.
This is during Christmas.
At Christmas time.
Right, okay.
This is a Christmas special, by the way, in case you've forgotten. They're like, come out! And we're going to take you to jail. Really. You know, and they all got like pitchforks and like torches and like one guy's shining up like an Uzi and fucking brass knucks. Like, come on out, we'll teach you about Christmas. Yeah, it'll all be cool, man. This is what Christmas is all about. And so they hear the cries for help and then they go try to save them. It's like, We need to form a human chain! Yes, because the ice that's cracking that could barely hold the weight of two small boys and a goose is sure to stand up to a bunch of 400-pound fat people lining up on it, holding their hands up. And they're trying to reach it, and they're trying to... It's like a Survivor Series match, man. It's like a wrestling match. Oh, can he make the tag? Oh, he can't quite make it. He can't do it. We're exactly, if you can get this now, do the math on this. We are exactly three people short of reaching these guys.
How many aliens are there?
To save their life.
How many aliens
Well, there's three wise men, sir.
Right.
And the three aliens show up and they're like, hey, what's going on?
We're done with the grandma. She clearly
yeah, we're done here. We heard yeah. the cries for help, so, yeah. you know, we're here.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're three people short. We, you know, we need to form the human chain. And this is the point where the aliens actually take a moment. They take a knee. As in all Christmas specials, this is the pivotal moment where you're going to be a man or you're going to do nothing.
Right.
This is where you make your choice. The aliens debate about their non-interference policy.
As the seconds tick by.
For a moment.
As breath escapes
the air. Lungs filled with ice-cold water. As Lucy the Goose quacks her almost final breath.
As hypothermia sets in.
They're like, well, what about that non-interference policy? And like, well, we're forbidden to interfere.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to catch hell if we go back to Rengelak 5 or whatever the fuck it is that we're from and they find out that we, you know, saved a small boy's life. That is frowned upon. Saving children's lives is frowned upon on Rengelak 7. We will be worse than Hitler. But this is the true meaning of Christmas. The only way we'll know is if we experience it. And the third alien, man, he was the fucking holdout, man. He almost, like, rolls his eyes, like, derisively. And he's like, all right, boy, whatever. Let's experience Christmas. Let's save a life.
He put the same face on that girls put on when I... beg for a blowjob.
Exactly. He makes the same face that the person behind the counter at Tim Hortons working on Christmas Eve makes
yeah.
when you try to get another cup of coffee.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
does the...
yeah. Rolls the eyes.
He rolls the eyes.
Like the Undertaker, roll the eyes in the hand.
He rolls the eyes and extend the hand and the boys are saved. The goose is saved. Christmas is learned about. The townspeople are happy that they stepped in and helped. So, all charges are dropped.
Okay.
So, we're back at the Christmas party.
This is the wrap-up.
This is the wrap-up, man. Okay. This is the go-home. This is the Broadway. And, like, the aliens are like, this is great. We've learned about Christmas. Humans are a kind and selfless people.
As the boss put down the guns.
As the boss, you know... And that's pretty much how it ends, but I think it would have been fucking cool if the aliens then, like, went off to the next room and, like, opened the fucking communicator. It's like, Rengelak 4. Yeah, it is the three wise men. Earth is ripe for the picking!
Well...
These guys are fucking chumps!
Maybe they'll do a sequel like they did to Charlie Brown. What's the name of this,
It's called A Cosmic Christmas.
Okay, so that's it.
It's on YouTube.
All right.
Okay. As most things are on YouTube.
That is a deep fucking pull, man. That's a deep pull. That's wow. Yeah, Nelvana, man. God love him. That's a fucking deep pull.
Where else but Nelvana can you get such fine, low-budget, quality children's programming? It's the kind of cartoon that children watch it and they're like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
I don't get this. Mom?
Ask your parents.
Mom, who... What's a magi? What the fuck? What's going on here?
Well, I can honestly tell you, sir, that is...
Goose didn't even lose her hat. That
so but there's no real point to have the goose in it, like, other than the fact that the goose is visually more interesting.
Oh, no, yeah, the goose, yeah. And when they pulled Buddy out of the water, and they were like, yeah, alien's good. Fuck this guy, though, for stealing his goose. Let's beat the shit out of him.
What?
Oh, man, everybody turned on the bully for stealing the goose.
But how do they even know he saw the goose?
Because the Peter said, man. He was like...
So even after Peter saved the life, he's still ratting on the guy?
Oh, yeah. He's like, he stole my fucking goose.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think we should now end his life with a swift and brutal
So no such thing as forgiveness during Christmas.
Yeah, we want to pull you out of the water so we can bludgeon you. No one gets off easy in small town USA. But it's determined that... the reason why he stole the goose is because he was hungry.
Right. Because he's fucking homeless.
Because he's poor.
Right.
He's homeless.
Right.
So it's in Peter's like, well, you should come and have Christmas with us.
So you'll have one meal. Good luck on boxing. you fill your stomach once. Get the fuck out.
One meal and you're out.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
Here's a taste of the good life. Woo! Yeah. How was that turkey, buddy? Was it some good? Would you like some more? Get the fuck out of my house! Are you full? Are you content? Are all your problems taking a back seat for 5 minutes? Get the fuck out of my house, Peter!
Oh, fuck.
The aliens are like, oh, man, this is... Sorry, man, we can't interfere. You already got one.
And later on, Jake froze to death.
Hey, Jake, listen. Maybe what you want to do is get aboard this spaceship. And we'll take you back to our planet. Bring back a live fucking specimen. A very dissection Christmas by the next L. No, man. That's true. That's what I hate about Christmas specials, man. It's like, only in Christmas specials can people like come go up to small children and say, hey, do you want to come home with me? And it's okay with everybody. You try doing that on a Wednesday in the middle of August and see what kind of fucking reception you get.
I find the funniest thing about Christmas specials is that you get these kids that are like ostensibly 8 to 10 years old, and yet they're acting as if they've never heard Tell Christmas before. Like they didn't grow up with it themselves, or always asking parents. So what's this Christmas I hear about? Well, you're 8. You should know this by this point, you know.
Well, once upon a time, there was a woman who got pregnant somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Not by any dudes.
Not by dudes, no.
And she gave birth in a barn.
Mm-hmm.
And this God was the savior for all humanity.
Yep. Yep. From humble origins, man.
From humble origins.
He had the best secret origin of all time.
Like, short of shooting Jesus in a rocket ship from the heavens and sending him to Earth.
Right.
That is the best origin possible that we had to give Jesus.
It absolutely is. All right, sir. So, I haven't... I've been fortunate in that I have not... Every Christmas... I think it's not that I don't like Christmas. I love Christmas, right? Like the tinsel and the garland and the figures, Santa and all that stuff. And I do like the religious aspect. But for me, as it probably is for many people, the biggest thing that I hate for Christmas is the crowds... The people, the madness, you know what I mean? The macho madness that descends upon every store. And,
My God. I'm telling you. And I was at a store, like, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday is only, like, the 12th.
Today is the 13th, yeah.
Yesterday was only the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Walmart at 8 a.m. in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know how people got into the store. Because at 8:02, they were, like, lined up to the registers with carts full. I don't even know how to... Like, are people coming in through the automotive department? Are they sneaking in? Yeah, just rotate the tires for me. And, I'll be back for that in a minute. When the people are luring stuff into the fucking carts and that. Like, yeah, just change the oil. I'll be right back. I don't even need work done on my car.
Hey, is your bathrooms open? Oh, I'm just going to take the long way around.
People are busting through the ceiling, man. Like fucking Bruce Willis, man. On, like, ropes.
So, yeah, I go into, it's called the Orange Store, but it's like a convenience store / gas bar, right? And
I love the Orange Store.
Yeah.
The Orange Store is great. They have great
It's kind of like our 7-Eleven, wouldn't you say?
They have great, no. Irving is apparently our new 7-Eleven.
We should get to that.
What you were saying.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But, so I go into the Orange Store, and what was it I was buying? Like fucking Pepsi, I think, maybe?
Yeah, they got great deals on Pepsi.
Yeah, so I go in, and it's a weird story. Like, okay, like, you have to be Canadian to really understand this, but our money changed. Like, the way that we print our money it's more shiny and plasticky now.
Oh yeah,
right. It's very more difficult to counterfeit, allegedly, and it just makes the money. It's not paper based anymore. It's fucking like this weird shiny plastic shit. So it, for some weird reason, makes it like you can like smudge it, and there's like you can get a thumb on it. You know what I mean? Like it looks like it collects dirt more than regular paper did. So I'm in the fucking, you know, in the lineup, you know, waiting for my fucking, you know, to go up and pay for my Pepsi.
Your time.
My time. And, of course, it's block solid full of people, like, you know. So I finally get up, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, I've only got a fucking Pepsi, dude. Like, come on, Neil, come on, right? Like, these fucking people ahead of me getting $100 worth of gas. Like, come on. You know, the bomb is falling out of the industry, man. Let it go, right? So I get up there, and I take out a 5 spot to pay for the Pepsi. And I'm not really paying attention to the guy. I'm just like, here's the 5. Give me my fucking change, you know. And he stands there and he stares at the $5 bill. And he goes, there's blood on this. I was like, what? Yeah, dry blood. Now, I'm thinking, where the fuck did dry blood get on my fucking $5 bill?
Wow.
Like, you know, sir, like, and then I started looking at myself. Have I caught myself somehow?
You know? You start looking down at your hands like Axl Rose at the end of fucking... And don't you cry.
So I was like, what? You know, like... So he turns the bill over, facing me. And sure enough, half of the Wilfrid Laurier, Prime Minister Wilfrid Laurier, that's on the $5 bill, half of his face is obscured like Freddy Krueger, okay? There's like blood all over the fucking thing. And it's blood. You can tell it's blood. It's not color or crayon or anything. It's blood. It's caked into it, right? So I was like, ugh. Then I thought to myself, that's my last $5 bill. If this guy rejects this, I've just spent 20 minutes in the line of getting a fucking 2-liter Pepsi that I can't get. So, Harry, man, multiple emotions are going through my mind at this point. I'm like, wait, so do I not get the Pepsi? Is it unhygienic? Is he going to accept it? Is he not going to accept it?
This is just like that fucking scene out of Jesus Christ Superstar, man. He's like Judas behind the counter talking to the fucking Pharisees. He's like, I don't want your blood money.
Yeah, and literally.
And you're like, you might as well.
Yeah, it's blood.
It's good. Please give me Pepsi, you know, that you should. I've already drank half waiting to get served. What do I do?
So he puts this very puzzled expression, you know, on his face. And I think he was thinking to himself, other than the fact that there's blood all over this fucking thing, it's still legal tender, right? Like, you know, a crime may have been committed utilizing that. This might be evidence in a crime. But I'm gonna take this.
You should have fucking told him. I said, "Listen, dude, it's either this bloody 5 or the 10 that I just wiped my ass with in the fucking bathroom."
So he eventually takes it, and I'm still puzzling.
Yeah,
because
where do you get a bloody $5
bill? To this day, sir. This was a couple weeks ago. Last week. I don't know where I got it. My other bills were fine. I'm thinking it was given to me as change. Somewhere. So the origin, somewhere along the way. Someone's lifeblood was spilled upon this $5 bill.
Somewhere in the city of St. John's, there's a pimp counting his money standing over a bloody beaten hooker, wondering where the clean 5 came from. And to all a good night!
Yeah.
Hey, absolutely. There's a clean 5 here. Where did you get this from, bitch?
Absolutely, sir. That's exactly true. So this is a this Christmas season, sir, is probably the most anticipated Christmas season, possibly of all time.
Yeah, but not for Christmas.
Well, for Life Day. For Life Day, right?
Oh yeah.
Because you started sending me the trailers, the advanced trailers.
Yes.
For Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Now, I thought it was just me that started breaking down like an emotional cripple when I saw these trailers.
No, it's not just you.
The little 8-year-old boy inside me said, Shannon, remember? And I started busting, man. But it's not just me, because I found out, looking at YouTube clips and stuff...
Oh, that's a thing.
There's a whole thing, yeah. It's a thing. I'm finally a part of a thing on Facebook and on the internet, on YouTube, that I, it's bigger than me, right? I honestly was ashamed and embarrassed that, hey, it's just me. Why am I crying over every trailer? And then you started fucking, like, poking the bear. You're like, you haven't seen this international trailer yet. Sure enough, man, as soon as I hit play, I'm weeping like a baby.
I like making men cry.
Yeah, this is what apparently I do. You do. Apparently you do. It's like, but you don't feel...
I do... I'm... Okay. When I watch those trailers, mm-hmm. I do have feelings that manifest. I get very excited. I get very happy. I get very joyous. They just don't...
But the feelings don't reach your fucking eyes.
My feelings...
They don't reach your tear ducts, apparently.
No, they don't manifest themselves in that way, but I'd wager I'm just as happy about this movie as anybody else. I'm very excited. And listen, I don't know what's going to happen when I actually see the movie. Because in my mind, I know it's just a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I go in and it's fucking playing out before me, live and in living color, oh man, it's a possibility.
So when Han says it's all true, and when Han says, Chewie, we're home, you don't fucking just roll the tears, because I do, man. I can't help but roll the tears.
I do get emotional about that, but I'm here to tell you, sir, it takes a lot.
Yeah.
To get me to cry.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Now, I still have very strong feelings about everything here. I'm very happy, very excited.
Uh-huh.
Can't wait. Gonna love it. Seeing it the first night. Gotta happen. It takes a lot to make Harry Weir cry.
If you're sitting in a fucking theater, because I'm not going to see it opening night, because I'm not...
I got it.
There's no fucking way. There's no way. If you're sitting in a fucking theater, man, like, I know the way when you go see a movie, you like to be, like, middle of the row, right? You like to sit in the middle.
Actually, that's quite untrue.
It's not quite untrue. I've seen many movies.
I hate the middle of the row.
You like...
If Harry Weir had his way, here's the way Harry Weir does... Here's Harry Weir goes to the movies.
All right.
Typically, my ideal day at the movies is like this. I go see it at... noon.
Right.
When there's nobody in the
except
fucking theater.
Except that's not going to work this time.
I know that's not going to work.
Yeah.
I'm resigned. That's why I'm going on the first night. Because I know that there's nothing I can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
For months.
Nope.
For months.
Nope.
So, and I don't want to wait months, Janet. I don't. Can't. Won't. Because
mm-hmm.
how would I feel that if December the 17th came, and I didn't go... And then on the 18th, I'm like, hi, stepping out the door, man, going to see it. And then be like, that's it, man. That's it. You don't fucking see it. I'm going to see this movie
Are you saying to me you're going to see this or that? You're going to see it opening night.
Just so that I can see it like son.
You die, is what you're saying.
I'm going to see it that because that is literally the first showing. And seeing as how we're the first in North America.
Yes.
I literally want to see this because I know people, Shannon. I know people. People are jerks. There are people, and I know I've read things on the internet, and there's a big thing. Boys, let's be good Star Wars fans and be spoiler-free and not tell people what happened.
That's not going to happen.
That's never going to happen in a million years. So I'm doing this just as much for me as for anybody else. I'm going to see it so that when the spoilers come out, it won't matter.
To you.
Well, hey, all I can tell you is I'm not going to tell you what happened.
Yeah, yeah. You fucking bastard.
See this greasy grin?
Yeah.
So, I got a lot of tweets!
What you're saying to me is you're going to sit in that theater and you are going to be surrounded by grown-ass, middle-aged men weeping uncontrollably, touching their inner child, and possibly touching themselves in the process to watch this movie. And it's not going to affect you.
I don't...
It's going to be like a fucking tidal wave is what it's going to be. You're going to sit there and you're going to be... You know what happens when you're in a room full of people and they're feeling one strong emotion. You're swept up in it. You're going to end up bawling. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And that's why I'm not going to see it opening night. Because
like
I've cried enough,
you'd like
then.
To think that, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes.
Like that will not happen.
You don't think?
Not to me.
All right. Okay.
Shannon, I'm here to tell you. Only two things in this life have made me cry. Two.
You didn't cry when Ric Flair retired.
No, I did not.
No.
I cried at Dad's funeral.
Right.
And I cried during Bill Pullman's speech at Independence Day.
Fuck off! Did you... What?
Only on the first viewing.
That this is our Independence Day speech.
I love that speech! That speech gets me.
That's what got you?
That gets me. That gets me every time. Every time I watch that speech, I get the lump, man. I get it right here.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's fucking weird.
So don't tell me I can't be moved by a movie.
E.T., you didn't cry when the government came to get E.T.?
What?
You didn't cry when the government came for E.T.?
No, I was rooting for that shit, man. Okay. That son of a bitch brought the war to us.
All right. Okay. That's pretty bizarre, sir. That's weird. It's weird.
But no, I'm very excited about it. I have theories, obviously, like everybody else do.
Which will be... You want to get into the theory?
I want to get into the theory.
You have 5 days to get into that theory before it's like completely invalidated.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Mrs. is... what's her name? Ray, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, obviously, she's Princess Leia's and Han Solo's daughter.
Yes.
And Kylo Ren is her brother.
Isn't... Yeah. So...
So it's the same story. She's going to have to try to win him back from the fucking dark side the same way Luke had to do to fucking Darth Vader.
Yeah, because it's all a family thing. It's a family saga.
It's always going to be a family
saga. I understand that. I thought it was a compelling theory when you told it to me. And I was like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
The only thing that doesn't make any sense to me is how the Finn character, who's not a Jedi, not that I know of.
Well, he uses a lightsaber. Presumably
that's what I'm saying. But apparently he's not a Jedi.
Okay.
So how does a non-Jedi use a lightsaber without chopping her hand off?
Well, Han used the lightsaber in fucking Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, for like a second. He wasn't fighting off armies of stormtroopers with it.
No, true. Well, it's a compelling theory, and it is somewhat based in the expanded universe you're talking about. Right? Because like some of those ideas, they did something similar, as far as I know, in the expanded universe of stuff that ended up being non-canon. But yeah, I agree with you. I was like, if it goes that way... then that's the story to tell. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I just don't want...
Some people are
saying... I don't want this to be an extended cameo for the old characters that we love.
Some people are saying some bullshit theory about how Kylo Ren is fucking Luke Skywalker.
What?
They're saying Luke Skywalker is Kylo Ren.
The black kid? Which one's Kylo Ren?
The evil guy. The new guy.
Well, he hasn't been in black. That's true. He hasn't been in any of the trailers.
Yeah, but that would be fucking retarded if they do that.
It would be.
That would be fucking stupid. They'd be like, oh, well, I spent the entire old trilogy, the thing that people hold sacred, like a farmer holds the soil sacred.
Yeah.
Where Luke didn't turn. And then in this movie, 30 years later, Luke is like, oh, yeah, I totally turned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fucking evil now, by the way. What? Had to do something, but.
I don't think they're going to do that.
There were these three aliens, see? And
I've seen pictures
of the true meaning of Christmas.
Fucking, there's a goose I had to deal with.
There's a goose. And
he had some badass moves.
And you had your goose stolen. You turned.
Goose stealing leads to
anger. Vader got my goose.
Goose stealing leads to anger. Anger leads to hate.
Goose leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to brass knuckles.
The goose awakens. Yeah, that's I don't know about that. No. I've seen pictures of Luke
dressed
up as if he's Obi-Wan.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He's the Obi-Wan role. Did you see Creed? Did you end up seeing Creed after?
Nope. I refuse to watch canned versions of stuff, sir. It's just how it is.
It wasn't bad. I watched
it. I wanted to watch a shaky handheld thing with people talking in the background, I'd just go see it in the theater.
No, it wasn't bad. I you know.
No, Harryweir always waits for the HD definition to hit the... And it doesn't take long. I mean, Jesus, last night I watched that one, The Martian.
What the fuck? Matt Damon. I don't even know what that is. The Martian movie. The Red Planet type one.
And that's a HD quality one. That's DVD quality.
I have to see that, actually. I wouldn't mind seeing that. I want to see Peanuts. I want to see the Peanuts more.
The Peanuts movie?
Yeah, I do want to see that.
Hi, I'm Charlie Brown. I'm sad.
Yeah.
I'm always sad.
Yeah.
Why do I want to watch a cartoon about a perpetually depressed, bald 10-year-old?
Because it's about the interactions. It's very realistic.
No, I go to the movies to see cursing and titties. That's it. I don't go...
So therefore you're down foot for Star Wars. You're going to get both on that, I must say.
I want to see Han drop an F-bomb. I got to see it.
Well, you know, Chewbacca...
Holy fuck!
Chewbacca does go around shirtless, so, you know.
Shirtless Chewbacca.
Creed, sir, is Rocky, okay?
Yeah.
Creed, when I say that, I mean that the Creed story... is just a modern version of Rocky. That's all.
Jesus, I would hope it is.
No, no, it truly is, though.
Yeah.
Creed, yes, he's Apollo Creed's son, but obviously he grew up without knowing who his father is, right? Yeah. He comes from humble beginnings.
That would never happen.
What?
What are you talking? Black guy doesn't know his father? What are you talking about?
Merry Christmas. Merry
Christmas.
So Apollo, like, Adonis Creed's name is, which is a pretty stupid name, but...
Yeah.
Then again, so is Apollo Creed. So Adonis Creed grows up in the shadow of his father, not knowing who his father is, right? Like, you know, what I mean, he doesn't have a relationship because he's dead, obviously. So, yada, 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 you flash forward, turns out that Apollo Creed drops some seed. That he's Apollo Creed's illegitimate son. Because Apollo Creed was just fucking... Man, living in America.
Whoa. Listen, if you
This are... is not... He's the illegitimate kid, he's not... You know, like Apollo Creed's wife.
Yeah.
This is not.
Oh, I know. Her it's Mrs. from the Cosby Show.
Yeah, yeah, but it's not her song. Right? Like, this is like.
Yeah, he
Apollo Creed screwed around.
Yeah. Okay.
So they decided that Sylvester Stallone thought it would be okay to take up a love character like Apollo Creed decades after his death in the fucking movie trilogies and just say, yeah, he was a typical black guy screwing around.
If you're a heavyweight champion of the world. If you are Apollo Creed, my son.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm beating the place up and everything.
Yeah.
I'm just like, bam!
Yeah.
If you're Apollo Creed, and you're the heavyweight champion of the world,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And the bitches are just lining up, man, for a taste of to ride the Apollo. When it's showtime at the Apollo, when it's showtime at the Apollo, you better be ready to perform. Right. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
all
right.
And the bitches are lining. Of course you did, man.
I just thought it was, like, strange loophole to put into it.
But he was a side character in the original Rocky movies. You're not going to say,
He was not a side character. He was a fucking main...
Yeah, but he was...
He was Rocky's best buddy.
He wasn't the main character, though.
No, but he was, like, a very important character.
Yeah.
Rocky fights him twice, beats him for the title.
But to have him fucking around on his wife while he was champion only goes back to the original story... To then higher elevate the Rocky character, who stuck with his family through thick and thin, thus making Rocky more like Jesus than when you watch. It's like, man, Rocky had the same deal, man, and he didn't fuck around on Adrian.
It's true.
He took that bitch everywhere.
He did.
His wife was always there.
So, so he has to overcome all these obstacles. He moves to Philly, he hooks up with Rocky, right? Rocky is like, no, I don't want to train you, man. Like, I'm not down with that. He fucks around a little bit, and of course Rocky comes around, right? Rocky's like, fine, I'll train you. Like, you know, a little bit. I'll show you some moves. And of course it comes out that he likes the kid, and, like, you know, gets to know the kid more. In the meantime, the kid ends up meeting this musician, Mrs.
Did they frolic in the ocean?
No, there's not. Unfortunately, there's no frolic in the ocean. No, there's not, no. The kid meets some musician, Mrs., who is basically the Adrian character of this new movie. They have their ups and downs. They have their cute little datesy. You know what I mean? Like, they have date night. You know? Very exactly similar to Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
First Rocky movie. A lot of people say he can't do it. He can't fight this guy. He is a last-minute replacement for an injured boxer, just like Rocky was.
The guy that he fights.
The guy that he fights, yeah.
What's his name?
Oh, Jesus.
Give me the name.
It's
the great
shitty,
the great thing about
it's
the Rocky.
A shitty name. No, it's a shitty name. I can't remember.
Don't tell me.
It's a really shitty name. I'll think of it as we talk.
But the great thing about the Rocky movies is all the boxing villains had such great names.
Yeah. Well, yes, I agree. But this was a shitty. This was a stupid name. I'll look it up.
Apollo Creed, Clubber Lang,
Mason Ivan Mason the Lion Dixon,
Mason the Lion Dixon,
Tommy the Machine
Gun, Tommy Gunn.
Tommy the Machine Gun, yeah.
Oh my God, man, this guy got
Spider Rico.
This guy got to have a name, man.
I'll look it up. I'll find my iPhone now. Hang on, but no, he doesn't have a good name. It's kind of a lame name. Anyway, so Rocky plays the Mickey role,
yeah.
Right? You had a prime Mick, you know. It's very similar. It's your time now. It's your prime.
Cut me, Rock.
He does exactly that. I'm not joking. In the fight, he act Rock. You know, he doesn't say cut me, Mick. But basically, Rocky cuts him and says, "You need this, and they're gonna cut you." Blah blah blah. They have the, like I said, the last minute setup where he's not even meant to be the guy that is defending for the title. Right? He gets a title shot, being a nobody, a street boxer, just like Rocky does. He has the fight. He goes the distance, just like Rocky does. He proves himself to the champion. The champion says, you're not getting a rematch. He says, I don't really want one. I prove what I wanted to prove. I prove that I'm willing to be the Apollo Creed son. I'm taking on the legacy of Apollo Creed. It's basically modern Rocky. It's like Sylvester Stallone said, let me dust off this old script I made up for Rocky and just dust it off and do my thing.
So is there a scene at the end where Adonis Creed is standing over Rocky's tombstone?
Do you want me to spoil it for you and tell you?
Does Rocky bite it?
Let me ask you this.
Does Rocky bite it?
Let me ask you this. Would you watch a future Creed movie if you found out that Rocky died in Creed?
Probably not, no.
So you wouldn't?
No.
So if I tell you Rocky bites the bullet in Creed, you'd be like, fuck
that. I'd say I'm done, yeah.
You'd be out? Done?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, I'll spoil it for you and anybody else who hasn't seen it, because fuck everybody who hasn't seen it. No, he doesn't.
Yeah, I didn't think Rocky dies. No. Because...
They tease it heavily, but he recovers. I shouldn't say he recovers. He gets cancer and goes for chemo.
Rocky has cancer.
He goes for chemo.
Well, that's fucking depressing.
Yeah. That's like Peanuts level depressing.
Hey, you know, I got cancer, you know.
Yeah.
But, hey,
he gets very depressed. He says he starts wanting to go see fucking... Because Paulie's dead in this one too, right?
Okay, so every Rocky movie that starts off, somebody belonging to Rocky is dead.
Yes.
So, like, in the last one, Adrian's fucking gone.
And Paulie.
Paulie's gone.
Yeah.
So it's just Rocky there by himself.
And Rocky's kid.
Where's Rocky's kid?
Left L.A.
Why doesn't Rocky just eat a fucking bullet, man? Because that sounds pretty fucking depressing, man.
It's very depressing.
It's like, depressing. You know, I just hear you can't soup, you know? Yeah, I'll train you. I got nothing to do.
It is very...
He's like sitting there loading the bullets into the gun.
It's very depressing. It's very... It's Rocky, dude. It's just modern Rocky. That's all. It's just Rocky.
But, I mean, how much can they take away from Rocky? Rocky lived his entire life.
Well, they took away his money.
Yes.
They took away his belts. They took away his health.
Adrian's gone.
They took away Adrian. They took away his kid.
Adrian's gone.
He's got the Polly's restaurant. Gone. The restaurant's not doing great. In this movie, the restaurant's kind of on its last legs. They hint about that. They don't go into a lot of detail.
I would, man, I'm telling you, I would just eat a fat bullet, man. The name of this movie is no longer Creed. It's called Smith & Wesson. Rocky V.
I'm still looking it up.
Rocky versus the Bullet.
It's a stupid fucking name, too.
Gun, the Bullet.
Pretty Ricky Conlon. That's his name.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, Pretty Ricky Conlon. Played by Tony Bellow. A British fighter and the world light heavyweight champion. That's the thing. This isn't about the heavyweight championship like the Rocky movies were.
No.
This is about the light heavyweight
championship. Who wants to be the light heavyweight champion?
Yeah. So he's not even the main... He's not even a heavyweight champion. He's light heavyweight. Right. So do you have to give a shit about the light heavyweight division? What are you, skinny little legs and skinny little arms? Like, you know, give me the days of the heavyweights like Ivan Drago and Clubber Lang.
You like them big and beefy, man.
You gotta have them big and beefy. It's like I like my wrestling look like my boxing. That's why I can't watch wrestling today. But I don't want to get into that. Because, you know, we're having such a good time. I don't want to get into talking about wrestling, you know.
There's nothing to get into.
It's a good time here.
Okay. Nothing to get into.
Yeah, yeah. So, sir, are you all prepared? Like, you don't have a fucking cat, right? So you don't have to put, like, I had to elevate my little fucking 4-foot Christmas tree almost to the ceiling up on a shelf and all my stuff around so that my fucking cat doesn't get a piece of it. Because my cat would tear the shit out of that, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have to. Like, you don't have to worry about that. You got your Christmas tree up?
Maybe? We got a Christmas tree up. We got
Is it a real tree or is it a fake tree?
Oh, it's a fake tree.
See, you... Fuck you, man. Because you know what? You can have a real tree and get away with it and not have to worry about a cat tearing.
But I like a fake tree.
I like real trees.
What am I going to do? Go out and buy a real fucking tree?
No, you want to be a man. You fucking go to the woods. You can take a hacksaw.
Who am I fucking, Clark Griswold?
You'd be a man and you drag that bitch back.
So you want me to do get in my car.
Yes.
Which doesn't have four-wheel drive.
Yes.
Drive out into the middle of the woods.
Yeah, it has a roof.
Cut down a tree.
Yes.
Bring it home.
Yes.
Set it up.
Yes.
Fill it with water.
Yes.
Check the water constantly.
Yes. Make sure you got it all set up so no pond needles come out.
Plug in some cheap Dollarama Christmas lights to it. Burn the apartment down. Yes. Live on the street.
Like Jake.
Go to the mission, get a taste of the sweet life for 5 minutes, and then hit the showers.
Try to kill a goose.
No, I have a fake tree. I'm proud to say that I have a fake tree.
Is it the same one from last year?
Yes.
Sweet. It's a nice tree.
I try to get at least 5 years out of a tree, sir.
Yeah, I think you got
before I change it up. Man.
Yeah.
The fake tree's up. We got lights strung in the kitchen. It looks very good.
Yeah.
Very Christmassy.
Yeah.
And in the hallway, my pride and joy, standing side by side, man. My two stockings.
Yeah, I saw the stockings.
Elvis. And Captain America. The team up of the ages.
Yeah.
Forget Muhammad Ali versus Superman. Forget that shit. This is the team up that the Marvel Cinematic Universe is clamoring for.
Yes, I agree.
Elvis and Captain America. 5,000 miles to Graceland. Make it happen, Marvel.
I agree with you. So, I downloaded... I feel kind of bad downloading shit during Christmas because it's supposed to be about, like, you know... being a nice person.
Why would you feel bad?
Because...
Christmas is about getting what you want. By any means necessary.
I'm gifting myself, is what you're saying.
Gifting... The internet is a number ones and zeros, sir. You can't own a one or a zero. You just can't.
All right, okay. Your Honor.
Your Honor.
So I looked up and I saw, like, what... Because years ago, it used to be that people would come out with Christmas albums and stuff. So I was like, man, somebody had to come out with a Christmas album lately. It has to happen, right?
Yep.
It's inevitable. So I look it up, and OMG, sir. Kylie. No.
Ah, Kylie.
Oh, Kylie. Oh, yeah. Just had to, like, take a moment.
You still have?
Oh, yeah. I didn't take it either for a minute. So, I downloaded the Kylie Christmas album, right? Because I like Kylie, but no, I think she's fucking supremely talented. I don't normally like women, like chicky singers. I don't like women. I'm sorry to say, call me a misogynist, say I'm sexist, say I'm rude, and say I'm a pig. But I generally don't get into what the shit, like, whatever shit women do. I don't. I don't normally go out of my way to read stuff that women wrote. I don't like listening to music women sang. I'm just not that guy. I'm sorry, I'm not that guy.
No. Right?
So... Kylie Minogue was the exception, right? So I was like, well, she's hot, first off. She's been in Doctor Who, right? So she's in my wheelhouse because she was in one of the Christmas specials. She's hot, right? And she's a good singer. She kind of has this Marilyn Monroe aspect about her where she's kind of bubbly and cute, you know? So I'm listening to the fucking Christmas album, which is by and large standards to Christmas stuff. Like, she sings, you know, the Hark the Herald Angels Sing and fucking White Christmas and stuff, like, you know. But... there's one song. I'll bring it up now as we're talking. I won't play it, but I'll bring it up. There's one song.
Why wouldn't you play it?
It's ridiculous, and you won't hear it very well on the machine. I might play a bit of it.
Play a snippet.
Okay, I'll play a snippet. But so okay, you got your.
I'll buckle my pants while you're doing that.
You got your Santa Claus coming to town, Winter Wonderland, right? Like all Let It Snow, White Christmas, all that crap, right? Oh shit! I don't have the actual. No, I'm sorry, I actually can't play it right
now. Oh, Christmas is canceled.
I actually cannot play the song.
You're like that fucking father, man.
I've got my iTunes is fucked on this old big old phone. It doesn't show, like, see where it says show complete album?
Yeah.
It does that. It won't even, like, you put music from the iTunes on a laptop, plug it into the phone, and it won't sync the entire thing. It's fucked.
You're like that drunken father, man, coming home on Christmas Eve, man, just after losing his job at the processing plant. Comes to the door, picks up the Christmas tree, pitches it out into the yard, and is like, I found out what you kids did, Christmas is canceled, and that's how you get out of buying gifts.
So, the lineup is pretty standard Christmas stuff, right? But for some fuck, I don't know if this was imposed on her by the record company, or if they were like, look, you need some kind of like special guest star. I don't know. But man, who's the least likely person you think you'd ever hear on a fucking Christmas album?
James Hetfield from Metallica.
Close. How about Iggy Pop from the Stooges?
Iggy Pop?
Iggy fucking Pop, okay, is actually on the Kylie Christmas album. And I'm like, what the fuck is Iggy Pop doing singing with Carly Vanille? Because Iggy Pop should be trying to sniff her panties. Like, like he would, though, right? You think?
I don't even know who... Man, I know who Iggy Pop is, but I can't do an impression of him. I wouldn't even attempt it.
So, he... I'm trying to bring up the song. It's, It's... Where the fuck? Hang on, I'll call him now. I'll bring him up anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, he doesn't actually, like, his contribution to the song is very similar to, like, a rapper. It's like, yeah, uh-huh, yeah, ooh, yeah.
Oh, he's Puff Daddy-ing it.
He's basically Puff Daddy-ing it, yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh, yeah. That'll be $1 million.
Yeah. So the whole album, the whole song, and again, I apologize, the fucking internet's slow, but I'm bringing it up here now, eventually. But, the whole song is literally, she's talking about how she's alone for Christmas, right? And she goes to get some last-minute Christmas decorations. And I know it's an old, I'll have to find it. I know it's an old song. She didn't, this is like a cover for her. But it's the fact that he's on it, and I've heard the original to it, that's just, it's ridiculous, Harry, is what I'm trying to say. It's like, he's the last person who should be on a Christmas album. There's nothing about Iggy, skinny little drug addict, heroin addict, fucking Iggy Pop, with track mark, needle real marks on his arms, one of the ugliest fucking fellas in all of music. What the fuck is Iggy Pop doing on a Christmas album?
I don't know if he's the last person who should be on a Christmas album.
Who's the last person who should be on a Christmas album?
Hitler.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. All right,
okay. A very Sieg Heil Christmas.
Sieg Heil. And a Sieg Heil New Year.
All right, I'll give you that. But it's just, I couldn't get over it. I was like, wow, Kylie, like, you couldn't get anybody else to sing on that. Like New Kids in the Block were busy. Fucking, like, NSYNC were busy. Boys to Men, maybe. Like, somebody who has, like, a bit of rhythm to them and a bit of tenor to their voice. Yeah. And a bit of something that sounds Christmassy.
She should have went with fucking James Hetfield from Metallica.
I don't know if I like that.
He would have been like, Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright. Yeah.
I don't know if I would like.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. Call it Christmas. Hang on now. It's her first Christmas album. Came out in November. Jesus Christ, this is so slow.
Whatever happened, man, to the fucking Christmas specials, man, from yesteryear?
Well, didn't I see fucking Bill Murray had a Christmas special?
Yeah, that wasn't as good. I liked it. I liked it. But everybody wanted Bill Murray to be like all...
Bill Murray.
Yeah, Bill Murray.
Yeah.
But what it was Bill Murray singing for an hour.
Is it?
Yes, it's all music. Just about.
Oh, fuck that. Bill Murray singing.
Yeah.
I have no interest in Bill Murray's singing.
I liked it, but I mean, the fact of the matter is, like, the whole thing revolves around he's supposed to do, like, this live show at, like, some fancy hotel.
Right.
In, like, the middle of a blizzard, so all of his guests end up canceling.
Okay.
So the power goes out, right?
Right.
And he's just interacting with, like, the people in the hotel.
Okay.
And they're all in, like, the room, and, you know, like, all the food's going bad, and, like, everything like that. And it's like a very swanky
song. The song is called Christmas Rapping.
Yeah.
Okay? With Iggy Pop. That's the song I'm talking about. Christmas Rapping.
Yeah.
It is an older song. I'm looking up who originally sang it, because I have heard it before. Christmas song by the American New Wave band The Waitresses. It was released on their compilation album, A Christmas Record, 1981. Okay, so it's as old as 1981.
Yeah.
And Carly does a cover of it with Iggy Pop. If you want to hear that, folks, Google it, YouTube it. Trust me, it's fucking ridiculous. It's absolutely, like, I can't believe Iggy Pop is on this album. Eric, too.
But yeah, basically, Bill Murray ends up, you know, like, trapped in, like, the swankiest hotel in New York.
Looky-look.
In the middle of a power outage.
Sure.
Him and all the guests there are, like, in the kitchen, like, playing piano, like, eating the food before it spoils, drinking the free booze.
So sounds like the best Christmas ever.
Yeah, what you're saying is, like, so even Bill Murray's worst Christmas, I'd have to work 10 jobs to accomplish. Yeah. Oh, this is hell! This is hell on earth, man!
Fucking, the butt nice pants falls
off. I'd leave my actual Christmas, the one that I planned to join that fucking Christmas party. The one that's so horrible, the one that everyone's like, oh, I gotta get on this plane and get out of New York. I'd chop off a testicle to get to this fucking, past the foie gras, Bill. Wipe your chin with a blue napkin and pass me the champagne.
Let me get this straight here. Let me get this straight. So he turned down Ghostbusters multiple times.
Speaking of misogyny, folks.
What's this? This he's in for. Mm. This he'll do.
So what do you think about all female Ghostbusters? Shannon?
No, I've seen porn equivalents. It depends on what you mean, right? Do you mean the official one, or...
Yeah, the official one.
You just heard me say I don't really like shit women get out with. Like, I don't... If it's not a reboot, in a sense that they do the same shit, like, if it's not, like, a modern...
They don't use the proton packs.
What?
They don't use the proton packs.
What are these tampons?
But they got them. They got them.
Was it meant to take out tampons?
No, they just nag them into the trap. Listen, ghost, why do you get in there? I'm on my fucking period!
Is it a reboot in the sense that it's a modern version of the Ghostbusters that we know and love? Because that's going to be fucking terrible if it is, right? If they still have Slimer and he's still...
Oh, yeah.
He's still
the Stay Puft. They're all different characters. They're not supposed to be...
Okay. So it's a new story.
It's not supposed to be, hi, I'm Patricia Venkman or something like that. It's not like that.
If it's a new story, who cares?
It's a new story.
Who gives a shit, then?
I don't care. I did see the new trailer for the Ninja Turtles movie.
Yeah. I still haven't seen the other
one. I'm a sucker for this one because they're actually going to do fucking Bebop and Rocksteady and like Dimension X and all
Facebook
that stuff.
Thing. You're all about this. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's Dimension X and all that. You know, I'm okay with that. The first movie didn't make any fucking sense at all, you know.
Didn't see it.
But I liked the first one in so far, like, I wouldn't go out to the theater and fucking pay money to watch it.
This is a high def rip for you, isn't it?
It's a
fucking high def rip.
But the first Ninja Turtles movie, the remake one with Michael Bay, that one.
Yeah.
I'd watch it. Like, if you got nothing to do, sit down and watch it. It's not horrible. But I wouldn't pay money for it.
So getting back to the whole, like, Christmas music debate. So I listened to Call of Bill's Christmas, right? And then I was like, there's got to be other people have released Christmas albums. Train, I just today listened to Train's new Christmas album. It's okay. I'm not really a Train guy. Kenny Rogers, my man Kenny.
He
toured here with the Christmas album tour. I didn't know that his tour here was... I understood he was coming during Christmas season.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that he was playing all that Christmas music that is on this album.
Well, they had to make sure, see, because it's like very...
Because let me just say, man. You do a better job of telling this story than I do, but Kenny Rogers, man, took a knee when he came here because it coincided with the death of a beloved Newfoundland singer. And Kenny Rogers had something to say about that, didn't he?
He got on the radio and he was talking about...
Ron Hines.
He didn't even refer to him by name, dude.
He didn't know his name.
He called in the open line and said, hey, I'm sorry to hear about the death of your friend.
Your friend.
You know, that Newfie singer.
Buy tickets.
That guy. Yeah, but anyways, I'm doing a show. Gloss right over. And I love in the commercial, like, they have to, like, you know, always say, Kenny Rogers is singing Christmas songs off his new album. And all of your other country favorites, too. Like there's some guy who, like, calls in. It's like, Kenny Rogers is coming. If he don't fucking sing The Gambler, we riot. It will be Christmas without you if you don't sing The Gambler.
I saw Kenny Rogers, man, George Tree Festival, and it was great. He rocked the shit at a George Tree Festival. He stood up, sir, with his fucking liposuction face, right? The man must be in his, like, late 60s, early 70s, a couple of years ago. And he stood up, and he started peeling off bills. Mm-hmm. He was talking about all the hits he had. And he was like, I bet you remember this one because it was a number one hit. And he would, like, point to the people in the audience and be like, you remember that song? And people like, yeah, I know that song. He'd be like, that's right. And he would literally take, like, he was a million-dollar man. He was taking out $100 bills and throwing them into the audience. I'm not fucking joking.
On George Street.
I saw the shit. I'm surprised
you didn't start a fucking riot.
People were grooving like you wouldn't believe. It was amazing. It was like Kenny Rogers. Kenny Rogers, man, he got it. Man.
I will take your word for it because you're not a big drinker.
No, I'm not. No.
But in general, just in case,
and I guarantee you, there was no blood in any of those fucking rubber bands.
You don't know that.
Well, that's true.
You don't know that. Kenny Rogers beats hookers and then throws out bloody hundreds to the crowd. That's his new shtick. But for anyone who doesn't know, because you know. A George Street audience, not that hard to impress.
I'll tell you right now, I should know because I've gotten laid thanks to
George Street. Typically, a George Street crowd, not that hard to impress, especially when they let you drink on the street.
That's true. Yeah.
It's like, I could get up, we could get up there and do this show. And yeah, people would be like, rock on!
We absolutely could. All right, sir. So, as we wrap up, sir, on the 2015 Christmas special, I want to reflect upon this year. What, in your mind, was the biggest local story to happen this year? What are you going to carry into the new year thinking about?
Local?
Local.
Boys?
Local, yeah.
Ah, Jesus. I guess Ron Hines, I suppose.
Yeah, Ron Hines.
You know, that guy.
That guy. Yeah, he sang...
Your friend.
Sunny Dreams is a big song. Anybody can Google Ron Hines. A huge, huge name in the folk music realm, I guess you could say. And country music as well. Yeah, I'm going to go with that too. Like, as the biggest local story. Like, there's people still talking about that, and that's like a month old now. And listen, man. He posthumously made the cover of a magazine we're never going to see the cover of, the Newfoundland Herald.
That's right.
That man, isn't that a dream in the world, sir, to actually get on the cover of the Newfoundland Herald TV listings guide? That's a dream I have, sir.
To be a Herald one day on the cover of the Newfoundland Herald?
One day, sir, it's going to show me and you, Shannon and Harry, Route 21 Podcast, Newfoundland Born and Bred. One of these days, man, we're going to be on that cover.
It's more likely us holding the fucking tin cup like the little fucking match girl with a goose, with a hat.
Probably.
It's Harry and Shannon and new co-host Lucy!
Yeah, probably. Alright, so we'll be back when we're back. I'm not sure when that's going to be, but we'll be back at some point in time. And I appreciate, sir, that we continue the tradition of keeping alive
the proud, Christmas special. The proud Christmas, the proud special, Christmas special tradition.
I think that's the only time we ever could do the show, isn't it? It's like Christmas.
We can always come back and crucify the shit out of Easter.
Don't say crucify and Easter in the same, you know, same sentence.
Happy St. Patrick's Day special!
We tried that. We tried that. You remember? We tried an abortive St. Patrick's Day special. We got 5 minutes into some joking around about the Irish. We were like, this is going nowhere. Like, what's left to be said about the Irish that has not already been said? You know, at the end of the day, we're like, well, that's it. The Irish are funny.
They are funny,
but we got nothing.
They're not funny enough. Work on it, Ireland.
Exactly. Not funny enough. All right, sir. As we wrap up, anything you want to say to the listeners of this particular episode?
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
All right, I'll second that. I'm Shannon.
This is Harry.